This episode is brought to you by BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 613.
Today we continue our in-depth investigation of Kane's shorts. Kane says,
"How are amazing resolutions constructed? You know, the ones that tie it all up in a nice bow there at the end."
Well, a couple of episodes ago, Kane, you asked a question that has, believe it or not, almost the same answer. When you asked about payoffs and whether it's just a matter of moving the board so the dart's at the center of it, or of constructing things so that it'll all come together, it's exactly the same thing. You can do amazing resolutions either by writing the ending first, by getting really caught up in the story and keeping your focus really tight so that when you come to the end, you have great confidence as to what needs to happen, or you can cheat in the way that Agatha Christie used to cheat, which was that she would write the first four acts all the way up to the conclusion. Then she would stop and she would go back to the beginning and she would read the whole story and figure out who she thought was least likely to have done it, make them do it, and then go back and drop in a couple subtle clues so that it was legitimate. Those are the three basic ways of doing it, and you can make it work great with all three. Agatha Christie was a cheater, but look at her body of work. Absolutely immortal. The technique works, what can you say? I've used all three techniques, and as to which one works best for me, it really depends on the story. Some stories, absolutely clear to me how they work, and some stories I don't have a clue until right at the end. But because you are the god of your story universe, you can skate around and become unstuck in time and do anything you want that way. Thanks very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.